And it's Tuesday. That means it's time for another Tom and Shane podcast. We're happy to have you along with us today. Thanks for joining us. And hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, and like us. Leave a comment. That really helps with the YouTube algorithm and helps us get up in the air here a little bit with the broadcast. And if you like support us monetarily, there's a link in the description below. All the good things we'll do for you if you do decide to support us monetarily. So check that out, please. And also, we are brought to you by StreamYard. And so easy to use. Even I can do it, Shane. It's that simple. I mean, there's nothing to it. There's a free version available. There's a link below. You can start your own podcast just like these. And what would be more exciting than doing that? Well, today's topic, we're going to talk about free speech, social media, all of that stuff, Shane. Elon Musk took over Twitter, or at least is a major stockholder in Twitter. And I guess the question everybody wants to know is, will he help or hurt Twitter?
Oh, yeah, of course he's going to help. I mean, he's got 80 million followers on Twitter. Twitter has 217 million followers. He takes it over, takes it private, replaces the entire board with qualified people just before the election, and saves your republic with a social media outlet that's free speech, you know, stops the stupidity of, defiance of allowing people to say the truth. Especially after this whole Biden incident and Hunter's computer. I mean, that's just, this guy's all over the place. I mean, my goodness gracious, you saw what he did with launching a rocket with people just normal, yeah. To the space station. So he's doing this to prove to people that, any average person can go into space and come back. You don't have to be a scientist or... Yeah. An astronaut or something, he's got the Boring Company. Someone needs to talk to him. I don't know why they haven't. He's brilliant. We've talked about increasing oil production. I told you 80% of the oil we've discovered in the last 200 years is still under the ground. Yeah. There's a lot of oil fields in Ohio and out in the middle area of your country that oil first was, drawn at, like, less than 1,000 feet. And I mean, that's prime. I mean, he could go there. It's Ohio's a big state, and with his Boring Company and go down 500, 600, 700 feet, start a tunnel between maybe a couple of cities, but in the meantime, find a new way to recover oil. He could make a fortune on the oil. Yeah. So, that's an idea that someone should get to Elon, because he's so smart.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really remarkable when you create something with your brother, Zip2, and sell it for $307 million. I mean, they're calling him a racist because he was born in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now, at 17, he was in the University of Pretoria before he came to Canada at 17, to avoid conscription, because he was against apartheid. I mean, So anyway, look, the bottom line, Elon Musk is ahead. He should split his stock 20 to 1 right now, get ahead of this terrible curve that's coming. This isn't going to be a V or a U. It's going to be a straight L or less, and, create more wealth than, Dell did with Dell Computers. And we'll see where it goes. But, with AT&T merging with Discovery finally and it getting done, streaming doesn't look like it's going to be that successful. So this guy's, I mean, he's got an internet option where he's, created an entire ring of satellites to provide internet access free to the world. I mean, free speech is on the horizon via this incredible man of the 21st century called Elon Musk.
Yeah. Trump coming back to Twitter?
Of course he will.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. As soon as Elon Musk opens it up and makes it free speech and Trump will be able to come back. That'll bump the value. He'll make a fortune on it before he takes it private. Anybody at Twitter right now is scared, which is great, because the more he increases his ownership, the more people will fall off the tree that are interfering with free speech, which is a good thing. And if they don't, he will take it over. I mean, it's a good investment. I mean, of all the social media, including Facebook and Discovery and anything else you look at, Twitter's got the best opportunity to move the scale of communication and free speech.
Yeah, TikTok seems to be the new kid on the block, the up and comer, more or less. Facebook's kind of been relegated to us older folks, and it's Instagram, of course, so with video and everything is coming right along, of course, and that's Google.
Yeah, but even Facebook and with Instagram and TikTok, as you say, it's all a younger dynamic. You know, you're talking about eight-year-olds to 25-year-olds. I mean, that's that's not where the win is at. We'd all know that. So, what he wants to create is an online place that people can go to, besides watching Fox on TV. You know, because Fox is not having any success with their streaming.
No.
I mean, if they wanted to win that game right now, someone should tell Fox, free. It's all free. Okay, just free. They don't need to collect $10 a month or $1 a month. Just free. Don't need a credit card. And just here, it's free. And offer some staggering benefits. Whatever if you want to. Like we try and do on our Saturday show and on our podcast, right? We would like people to contribute to the work we do and help us out. I'm quite certain that. The future for free speech couldn't be better right now, especially with everything that's come out. Your whole infrastructure of news media and the internet is exploded over the Hunter computer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even egg on your face anymore. It's Schiff. They're all covered in Schiff. They really are.
Well, there's no question. Social media censorship is they were very smart about it, Shane. They brought it in with the COVID misinformation, and
that's right.
That was the way to censor. And then they started moving on to other forms of communication. And I've had more of my followers tell me they've been in Facebook jail, or, even I've been warned for posts.
I have to tell you, I'm staggered. I'm staggered. No one's caught up to you and me. Come on, look at the stuff that we've said that's so controversial and totally opposite of anything. But maybe they have looked at it and seen the data that we posted, seen the data we've spoken to, and have said, they're not saying anything that isn't out there. I mean, they're using information to tell everyone the truth.
we certainly hope so. Well, the other question is, if Twitter does clean up its act, are the other social media sites going to say, well, in order for us to be competitive, we're going to have to loosen the censorship up a little bit here, or are they going to stick to their guns? And, much like, I don't know why other media haven't, looked at Fox and say, guys, we're doing this wrong.
Twitter's been terribly mismanaged. It has a huge upside. It had a huge opportunity with generating revenue for advertising and so forth, and they didn't. Yep. So the bottom line here, that you've got now a guy called Elon Musk who doesn't need revenue for Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's like Fox. What two things that he's going to do if he takes it over is no advertising. This is just a portal of social media for people to talk to one another, for people to expand on what their thinking is. And if we're going to take anything down from Twitter, it'll be something, you know, maybe he'll let free speech go for the Iranian governments and other Muslim governments just to see or allow people to see how crazy they are. Let's take an example. Right now, we're hearing in the news that with 5,000 cases of COVID in China, and now like five last week, they've shut down Shanghai. 35 million people in the regional area.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So 85% of everything that's produced for the FANG stocks, Facebook, you know, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, you know, they come out of Shanghai, you know. And so, you know, this is just economic war. They didn't shut it down because of COVID. They want to hurt the United States economy. China's doing this in league with Russia to support Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I mean, it's all interwoven. And I think Elon Musk gets it. He sees this and he's going, no, we got to stop this. We can't have this.
Yeah. Linda says Elon Musk should buy Twitter and name it Musketeer, reinstate Trump and go down in history as a fighter for free speech. Yes, he should. Thanks, Linda. And and Bruce says you guys are out of control. You're absolutely right, Bruce. We definitely are. Government should control the airways. Too much hate speech. So I don't know.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah,
you know, it's both ways. You know that. I know that. I mean, yeah. You know, look, the issue of Twitter, TikTok, and these other social networks is a narcissistic cause. Okay, it's for people to be heard that aren't heard anyway.
Yeah.
You know, when I go out and I walk, I can't tell you how many people I see walking around distraught and looking down. Me, I go outside and I look at everything because it's a miracle. I mean, I'm looking at the sky, the trees. I stop to cross the street and I count the cars, you know, that pass me before I walk across, you know, and it's always like $1 million worth of cars, you know, like I think in terms of what's great, like what's incredible.
Yeah. Well, that's where we are. You know,
yeah. So, in a hurry, you know, and I can't, by the way, if I was going to change the name to Twitter, I'd call it Twinkle.
Okay. Why not call it free speech?
You could, you know, you're getting close to call it FB, right? You can't. Yeah. You'd have an issue there.
Yeah. FS.
FS.
Instead of FB. Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, obviously social media has become such a way for us to communicate good and bad, as you well know, Shane. You say things on social media that you would never say to someone's face, you know, because there's no retaliation, physical retaliation. So you can badmouth someone, you can call them names, you can vilify them any way you want on social media, and you know, you're home free pretty much.
Yeah, well, the demolitions party last straw was this last few days, where, you know, the lefties, I guess, or the demolition fans, you know, announced to the world they're going to go out and puncture, you know, big car tires. You're talking about moms in the suburbs, you know.
Yeah.
My God, I spent 3 to 6 hours every day when my girls were in their teens in high school, 3 to 6 hours a day taking them to and from. And it wasn't easy. And, you know, so you interfere with their kids at school with face masks. You send their kids home. You're teaching them garbage. And you find out, and now you're threatening to puncture their tires. I mean, look, when this, it should be an outright blowout for the demolition party in November. I'm expecting it will, with interest rates at 10, you know, from the Fed and inflation 10 to 12 easily. And you saw the announcement yesterday, 8.5% inflation, right? Yeah. I mean, come on. You think 12 is a stretch? 18 isn't. So, you know, a major dusting by the demolition party, by the Republicans, puts them in a position to restructure these network or these internet, the social media industry, and put up some guidelines and allow people to sue for false accusations. You know, it's hard in the United States to sue anyone for defamation if they're in the public realm. But, you know, Sandman proved that wrong.
Well, that's another good example of, you know, of the free speech thing. And Nicholas Sandman, of people who don't remember him, he was the kid with a MAGA hat and the Indian was beating the drum and looking at him and everybody vilified him. And now he's all. He's pretty close to a millionaire with the payouts.
He got at least $50 million from CNN, and he's still got cases in court against everyone else. I mean, he's got like, I think the last time I looked, he's got 9 lawsuits out. So
yeah, something like that. Well, Kyle Rittenhouse is coming down the road, too. He's going to be going after these guys too for all the things they said about him. So maybe these lawsuits will kind of make these people maybe sit up and take notice. But, you know, on the other side of the fence, Shane, they are private companies. They can do what they want. You know.
Well, these are non-public individuals. So all this is going to come to a head perhaps before the election and just keep pounding on the wall to the American people how horrific the left is in your country. You saw what happened in France. Yes, it's happened before, Macron and Penn, you know, but this time it's closer. It's one of these minority government type situations. You know, they have a president, but then they have, you know, parliamentary form of government behind it. But, you know, let's just consider for a moment that the French people finally have turned and said, look, we've tried the other way. Let's give her a shot, because all she did in this election was talk about the cost of living and inflation. You know, the French love their food. They love the croissants. I mean, and, you know, the price of a croissant has gone from, you know, 25 euro to almost 2. So, I mean, you're 10 times.
Yeah.
And so that maybe for the first time in a very long time, it's been, I think, 20 years that they elected a conservative. You know, they take a shot with it. I don't think that would be too wrong. That'd be a devastating blow, of course, for the elites.
That would for sure. Yeah. So, boy, I don't know. It's whether or not this is going to, what I should say is if this could have a detrimental effect on the election, because the election in 2020 pretty well proved that social media can't go in and affect an election. They can go in and elect whoever they want. And whether that will happen again or not is a whole other story.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they all elected Trump in 16. They won't admit it, but they did. Then they went after him, you know, like tooth and nail.
Yeah.
You know, they reversed their position, typical. And you know, they all went in with Biden. And, you know, they're slowly now reversing their position like they did with Trump. You know, because it's not just his ineptitude. You know, it's his failure of policy. I mean, you know, this really is about what you do. I mean, what has he successfully done that's been a benefit to anything, like literally anything?
Yeah. Well, the social media didn't get Trump elected. They were sure Hillary was going to get in, so they didn't even bother.
I don't know.
I know they did. I know they didn't bother.
Whether it had an impact, he got over $1 billion worth of free coverage by the networks and the.
Well, he did. But I mean, that was on him. That wasn't on them. But, you know, after the election, when Google called that private meeting and talked about, you know, we can't have this happening.
Remember that?
Yeah, we can't have this happening again, folks. And so 2016, I think they pulled out all the stops and said, okay, man, we're going to everybody that we know is a Democrat. We're going to get them out. We're going to get them out to vote. Well, that's, you know, what they did.
But like, if all the polls are right, and, you know, I don't necessarily believe all the polls are always right, but they seem to have been in the last 8 years. But having said that, you know, this week, you know, the head of the Democratic Party is saying, Russia, you know, Russia's going to interfere with the election. You know, so they won't be able to, they don't want to blame, you know, they won't admit it was their policies. You know, they want to blame it on someone else.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to see again in this next election. Mm-hmm. And it's the midterms. You know, if you think social media isn't going to hit against these Republicans running, you know, think again. Right. This isn't going to be a shoe-in in November for Republicans that everybody thinks it's going to be.
Oh, the I social. Disagree. I no. think it's going to be 65 to 75.
No, it won't.
I think they'll pick up at least four Senate seats. And two things are going to happen. Trump will decide to run. He won't announce because when the House of Representatives seat is sat in 2023, buddy, they can pick anyone they want. They could elect Trump Speaker of the House. Now he's third in line to the presidency. Now they impeach both Biden and they impeach this crazy Camilla. And guess who's back in the White House and running in 2024?
Okay, I mean,
that could happen. No, let's go off the wall. Let's go off the wall.
And, you're off the planet.
Of course I am. I love that stuff. That could happen. So there you go.
Well, I will tell you that social media is not going to lay down on this 2020 election, you know, or 2022 election.
What are they going to talk about, Tom?
Well, they don't have to talk about anything because all they have to do is get the Democrats out to vote because the Republicans sit on their hands.
No, the Democratic, they've lost the black vote. They've lost the Mexican vote. Mm-hmm. They lost the independents. They're losing the young. You know, they're scrambling, you know, with college loans to get, hopefully. I mean, you know, that idiot congresswoman from Brooklyn or whatever, Cortez, you know, she comes out and said, the only hope we have for you know, the congressional elections, you know, are the, you know, 18 to 35 vote that owe $1.7 trillion. So let's pay it off for them so they'll vote for us. I mean, they're coming out right saying, you know, we need to do something like this or we're not going to win.
Yeah, but you're not talking about a national election. You're talking about local politics.
No, she's talking. You know, Cortez was talking about the national.
Well, election. I don't care about Cortez, but I mean, I'm talking about the 2022 elections that you're talking about. All they have to do is pick their races and inundate, you know, social media with, you know, whether it's true or not doesn't really matter. Voters don't look at the. They'll vote for a yard sign, you know.
Yeah, but here's the problem. The last 2 months, you haven't heard anyone say, it's Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump. And the reason is the American public are now saying, if anything they blame on Trump is a lie, it makes me angry. Because, you know, that's what it is. It's just, you know, it's like racism, 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 right? I the dog whistles that the Democrats have accused Republicans of for 50 years, boomerang right back in their face, and now they have to live with all of it because everything that is happening in your country's economy for the next 6 months before the election will fall in their lap. You can't blame Trump for any of it.
Yeah, well, the Republicans have to control the Senate just because of the Supreme Court. They've got to get that underway because who knows what Thomas is going to do and some of these other he's the only one I think that is in danger of losing on the conservative side. You still have a 5-4 even if they put a liberal in.
But Tom, it doesn't matter because any SCOTUS associate that decides to retire or even the Chief Justice, Biden has to make the nomination. You can't.
I understand that. But you know, even if they don't put anybody on for Biden's last 2 years, that's better than replacing Thomas with a liberal.
Well, I agree with you.
It'd be better to stay 4-4 and let the lower courts rule.
None of these conservative justices are going to retire unless they fall dead at their desk. It's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. So, all right. Well, free speech, Shane. What do you think?
I think free speech was in serious, had become a serious issue until Mr. Musk decided to step in. I'm not trying to foretell the future. I look at this man's history and what he's done. He loves this country. He grew up in, as I said, in South Africa, went to Canada. Yay. Went to school there, did exceedingly well with his brother and setting up companies. His brother's a chef in South Africa because of the success they've had. Yeah. And he came to the United States because, he wanted to make a difference. Well, look at the difference he's made.
Yeah.
Do you realize he's going to be producing 1 million electric vehicles this year from plants in Germany, California, and China?
All right. Well, I apologize for a lousy internet signal, folks. That's not great. And we've got snow, so that always makes it bad. So I don't know if we're on or not, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was just talking about our lousy internet here in Montana. Every time it snows, I don't know. I guess the dishes fill up or something. I don't know. Anyway.
But so Bruce, I want to tell Bruce, because he's on. We're going to do a show on Thursday, right, about missiles?
Yeah, missiles, yeah.
Bruce, you were right. And so I went and I did a deep dive on the missile technology, particularly what's being used. So I'm doing a tease for Thursday. So we'll talk about the weapons that have helped the Ukrainians beat Russia to this point, and the ones that, like what Bruce mentioned, they need. So that'll be the topic of Thursday. You want to learn about incredible technology. Wow, these things are scary stuff.
We're getting there, so. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, thanks for watching, and we hope you'll subscribe. Ring the notification bell, like us. YouTube puts a lot of faith in that. If you hit a like a lot and comment, we'll certainly comment back to you. And we hope that you enjoyed this. And we're here every Thursday, every Tuesday and Thursday, I should say, at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here in the U.S. anyway. If you're watching us around the world, you'll have to get your time conversion thing out.
I'm the early bird of the two worms.
You are, Shane's in Canada, so he's an hour earlier. Shane's on metric time.
Yeah.
So you got to add 32 minutes to whatever it is. So
have to double it and add 30. That's right.
Yeah, something like that. So it's pretty good. So, all right. So free speech. And don't forget, we're also on radio. We are on radio every Saturday from 8 to 11. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. Go to KMMSAM.com. It's on the crawl at the bottom of the screen. And even to make it easier, I'll even put it up like that. How's that for you? you can get us. You can get us anytime, anywhere. And by the way, you don't have to sign up for anything. There's nothing to join. You don't have to pay anything. And there's at least a 10% chance you won't get struck by lightning if you listen to this show. Come on. What do you got to lose?
Hey, listen, two things real quick. My Blue Jays did win the championship, by the way. And great American winner at the Masters. Whoa, that was
quite a game. That was quite a match there, especially that last hole there. He's four putting or whatever he was doing there. Yeah. I don't know what he was doing, but
three putted on the last hole.
Yeah, and the wife is freaking in the stands. He's going crazy. So it was pretty good. So all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll see everybody Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So until then, it's bye for now.